Hi everyone, welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are ready for this week's weekly guitar meeting. We are going to have some super special and unique guitars, starting with this one made by one of the most popular guitar makers worldwide, Carsten Kops from Germany, whose guitars are being played by many, many professional classical guitarists, and the biggest name is probably Aniello Desiderio. And he is building double top guitars since many years using Nomex core in his double top construction. And Carsten Kops guitars have some Spanish sound character, and this makes his guitars also super special. His guitars sound very clear and they have a very nice color, and you can play with the colors a lot. And this guitar made by Carsten Kops is from 2025. It's in a perfect condition. It comes with a cedar top, and look at this Brazilian rosewood back and sides, and it's such a beautiful guitar, and of course wood, choice of woods. I won't talk a lot, I will let the guitar speak, and then you let me know your thoughts on the sound of this Carsten Kops guitar. I have no idea what to say. I will keep playing. Listen to the trebles. This is a double top guitar. It sounds almost like the trebles of a Romanios at some point. It's so, I don't know how to describe it. It has a round sound, but you have a something bell-like, a character of a bell in the trebles. Very elegant tone. And the basses are, I think the air body frequency of this guitar is probably E or D sharp, so it's very deep, and if you play the basses you can feel all the resonance. Also the sustain on the first string. For a double top guitar with such a deep air body frequency, the sustain is very long. And it's of course a very responsive sounding guitar, as you would expect from a top level double top guitar. Thank you. also such an even sound, like a piano, and the dynamic range is amazing. You can play super soft. And somehow it's still full-bodied. And if you get louder, the guitar doesn't sound overdriven. Lovely. One last piece. Carsten Kopp's guitar from 2025. Let me know your thoughts. Enough talking, and let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is made by the Spanish guitar maker Jose Salinas, who is building also amazing double top guitars. And this classical guitar model is built exclusively for Zika's guitars. It's a super beautiful guitar because we have also some little decorations on the top, on the bridge of the guitar, and there is also a super small decoration on the head plate. I don't know if you can see it, probably not, but you can see the detailed pictures on our website. It's a guitar with a high quality spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And it has also a 64 centimeters scale, so perfect for my way of playing. And let's see how this guitar sounds. Lovely Spanish sound with a long sustain. Sustain both on the trebles and also on the basses. So all the tones have the same length. Lovely. But I love the sound character of this guitar the most. The sound or the trebles remind me a little bit on the old recordings of famous Spanish guitarists such as Segovia. Yeah, it gives me the vibes of that time, a vintage tone. But I have to say the response of the guitar and the volume is very modern. It's forward going and loud. Thank you. and it works very well on every position. And it has a lot of core or fundament. It doesn't matter in which position I'm playing. If it's here or here, it doesn't make a huge difference. It has always a certain amount of intensity. Lovely. A Jose Salinas guitar, brand new from 2026. Yeah, let me know your thoughts on the sound of this Spanish guitar with a Spanish sound character and some beautiful decorations on it. And by the way, before I continue to review this guitar, I just want to draw your attention to our YouTube members community. We have some exclusive videos which are visible only for our YouTube members. So in case you are interested, we have three different categories of being a YouTube member of Zikos Guitars, and depending on which category you choose, you will have some exclusive content on our YouTube channel, which I will recommend warmly. Because, for example, the Tule was recording at Zikos Guitars, and she has recorded a lovely piece by Mendelssohn, and this piece is not public, and you can listen to this piece only as a YouTube member on our channel. Let's move to the next guitar, which is made by the British guitar maker Stephen Eden. And as you might know, he is building different guitar models, a super skillful guitar maker. And this guitar is obviously a Friedrich model. You can see it on the rosette, but also on the headstock of the guitar. So this is a Friedrich model made by Stephen Eden. It comes with a cedar top, the typical Friedrich rosette, and Indian rosewood back and sides. It's brand new from 2026. As you might know, the Daniel Friedrich was using double sides on his guitars, on the concert models, and it will be also the case with this guitar. So it's a replica of a Daniel Friedrich guitar. Let's play a few notes on it. This is straight away the Daniel Friedrich character. What is typical or very common for a Daniel Friedrich guitar? The long, sustained and even tone with some soft overtones around the notes. And this is exactly the case with this guitar. Like a Steinway piano. Or I would compare the Daniel Friedrich guitars more to a Fazioli piano. Very airy sound. Thank you. you demand from a guitar is to work. To work in every position, to have a good sustain, to have a well-balanced sound, and this is one of those guitars. Everything works as you wish or as you would expect from a guitar to work. Last piece. So, it was a Steven Eden guitar, brand new from 2026, and it's a Daniel Friedrich model. And I also have to say, it feels also very, very close to a Daniel Friedrich, the concert model. And I have to say, the shape of the neck makes this guitar slightly easier for me to play on, because as you might know, the Daniel Friedrich concert models, they have a proper neck and they are slightly, I don't know, wider or thicker for me at least, and this feels very comfortable. Well, let's move to the next instrument. This guitar is, for me personally, always one of the highlights. This is a guitar from 1963 made by Hernández y Aguado from Madrid, and I'm always so impressed by the guitars made by Hernández y Aguado. They have something in the tone, in the color, in the sound color that I just can't explain. It's so beautiful and it's so well balanced. It has a very elegant and beautiful tone, so the quality of the tone is really wow. This guitar has a spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. And it has, of course, a traditional fan bracing. Enough talking, let's play. I just want to let the guitar speak, and I try to speak less. The tone of this guitar is, you can't hear or find this kind of tone in any guitar. This is very unique. It has also a very good clarity. So if you play a chord, you can hear every interval, and this is an exceptional guitar. I will play more on it. Thank you. guitar is like an orchestra. You have to be able to control this guitar because it reacts very good, very fast to what you're doing. And I don't know what else to say. To be honest, I could play the whole day on this guitar. This is something different for me personally than other guitars. I wish you had the chance to try this guitar by yourself. And yeah, I hope the video is helpful to have an idea of the sound of this Hernandez y Aguado guitar from 1963. And let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is made by the Italian guitar maker Chiara Frisio. It's a beautiful guitar. It was my first impression. Typical Italian. They always pay a lot of attention to the aesthetics of a guitar. And this guitar is from 2026. It has the number 11 and it comes with a spruce top and very beautiful Indian rosewood back and sides. I also like the work on the rosette of this guitar, and you have also the same structure on the bridge, and it makes the whole guitar looking as a unit and very compact. I don't know if you can say compact in terms of aesthetics, but I guess you know what I mean. Let's play a few notes on it. I like the soft sound of this guitar the most. And it has also something airy in the sound. It responds fast for a traditional guitar. It's actually fast. It has some characters of a Torres guitar. What I also noticed is the dynamic range of this guitar. I think you can get louder and you have a lot of room to play with the dynamics. I think I like I don't know if you are hearing the same. I think it's a more mid-rangey sounding guitar. That's why it makes this guitar very pleasant for me personally to listen to. If a guitar sounds too bright, too focused, it can be at some point disturbing a little bit. That's why I like a slightly nasal tone usually in the guitars. So it was a Chiara Frisio, and let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar and also what you think. If you like more a bright and focused sound guitar or also more slightly nasal with a soft sound. It would be very interesting for me to know. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. The last guitar of this week is made by the Spanish guitar maker Antonio Raya Ferrer. And this guitar is a special one because this is the Anniversario 30 or the 30 Anniversario model. It has a number 253. And Antonio Raya Ferrer is from Granada, so you can expect a beautiful Granada style guitar and sound. And this guitar, it looks very simple, but the work is very precise and elegant. And this is what makes this guitar for me very special. Also, on this guitar, we have on the bridge a little decoration. I think on nearly every guitar today, we had a little decoration also on the bridge. But it's not the same structure or colors as the rosettes, but it's beautiful. We have Indian rosewood back and sides. In the middle, we have a little piece of maple. I think it's maple. Yeah, looks beautiful. And what else to say? I will let the guitar speak. Travels. I think the trebles are the highlight of this guitar. They sound so beautiful. They sound very smiling. I can describe it in this way. And they are not too bright. It's somehow a lot of fun to play on this guitar. I don't know why, I can't explain it. Maybe because of the trebles and the colorful sound of this instrument. It's like a toy that you have a lot of joy to play with. Last piece. Thank you. wonderful guitar made by the Spanish guitar maker Antonio Raya Ferrer, the Anniversario model, and looks simple but very elegant, and the sound is also very Spanish and beautiful trebles. Well, it was this week's weekly guitar meeting. Very different guitars. They were very different. Let me know which guitar did you like the most and why. And if you enjoyed this video, please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.